I'm just gonna polish this little puppy
up. You just have at it.
It's my Wednesday!
You go, girl.
I know. Well, it's the Vero Insiders. Can you believe half an hour has already just flown by,
folks?
How
is it we used to do the show in just a half an hour?
I don't know.
Because we become so much more fun now.
Planet Vero got so smart when they gave us a full hour.
Oh my gosh.
And changed our drive time. That is fantastic. Shout out to Haley. How about good job, girl?
I know. We've got a, she's a great producer.
She is fun. Mm-hmm. I was nervous at first without Donna, but now it just feels natural.
You can't be nervous with a redhead.
I know.
True.
All good things come from gingers.
True. You know, we were talking during our break, and we were saying that that there was a lot of collaboration that can happen with Education Access and the local community. In fact, Alessandro had divulged that you've gone around to the various Rotary clubs and have been able to inform them of the different things that are going on and the inspiration. Haley had made mention that there would be other schools that would love to team up and participate in the PEM program, right?
Mm-hmm.
Say that 10 times
fast. I think that's key because
PEN-PEL program.
I think children here, you know, and visuals are key. You show them the circumstances these kids are in and what they're doing there and what they have to what they have here. I think it serves several lessons, you know, threefold. They're more appreciative of what they have here. They can understand about helping another human being, which is, you know, should be the forefront of what we're all based on. But I think that gets lost a lot in today's
mm-hmm,
community.
Definitely.
And thirdly, it is sincerely helping the other children. And I think it just serves a lot of purposes that would be key.
And
I
it's
like
a bunch of fun.
For sure.
I mean, you just said on break that, you know, I would assume that kids love getting mail. And from another child, they're communicating at their level. And how cool is it to just get a surprise in your mailbox every once in a while? And
yeah.
You don't
kids
know what's
like
showing up.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. As you guys were saying, you know, kids are always on the computer now. But a handwritten letter still carries so much significance.
Oh, God, yeah.
And
it's nearly a lost art, but it brings a big impact.
Right.
And obviously, they're able to put in visuals, put in pictures.
Right, right.
They're
That's
able
great.
To understand the different lingo. For uh-huh. The lingo in India is vastly different than that of Germany, and of course, incredibly different than that of Florida in the United States. So, you know, it's something to really be shared and inspirational. I like, though, that you're really focusing on one school right now mm-hmm. and seeing how you can make an impact. Here in the brochure, it says that the first project is in the Himalayan Cultural School. It's a Buddhist school in the isolated mountain region in the Kashmir, which is one of the poorest states there within India. So this is very targeted. And when you're doing a project like this and having just one school to benefit, you can then really be able to gauge the results. I think that that's pretty interesting.
And that was the idea is that we would, I mean, it was just by chance that I ended up at this
there.
School. But,
yeah.
But chance is a powerful thing, and I took advantage of that and tried to make it into an opportunity for them and for me. So, yeah, we've been focused on one school, but that's because we want to make sure that
you're doing it right.
We have
Well, that's admirable because you want to make something right. You don't want to duplicate a mistake. You want to duplicate success.
Yeah.
Well said, Faye.
And too many nonprofits, you know, are going in and bringing solutions rather than learning from the people there what solutions actually
customizing
fit that
the solution.
Yeah, exactly.
With that being said, I'm going to do some live matchmaking on air because obviously a nonprofit such as Education Access is going to need to be able to get the word out above and beyond this fantastic radio station and program, the Vero Insiders. But there is a sense of wanting to be able to hone in on our community as a whole, maybe have some sort of event. And I just happen to have an event expert in the studio who collaborates frequently with nonprofits. And I could see something really blossoming. I know that this is your second year of the project, correct?
Uh-huh. Yep, this is the second year.
Last year you did something intimate there at Dario's, which is owned by your family.
Uh-huh.
A wonderful, local, business-oriented family right here. So it's nice to know that that they were able to raise such a sweet young man that can want to give back in this way, right?
I don't know if my parents would say
the same. Oh, I saw the way your mom looked at you. That's a sweet thing. There's nothing like a mother-son love, I tell you what.
That's for sure.
Mm-hmm. But you had an intimate thing over the Christmas season there at Dario's.
Uh-huh.
Recently, your family just purchased the Chelsea's on Cardinal.
Yes.
So think about all of these things at our fingertips, Faye. I'm just brainstorming here just saying.
There's so much we can do. I mean, you know, the key is you're involving children. And, you know, I think it would be great to maybe do an event where they do a pre-letter writing event. And then they, you know, you have people that sponsor that child. And because this is a very family oriented community. So if you include the family and the children, do an event around that. And then, you know, for a contribution and something very simple that everybody is proud of their kids.
Right.
No
matter who you are, what you do, your kid's your kid.
Yeah.
You know, so I think it would be a very good scenario to create something like that. I'd be more than happy to help you with that.
Oh, excellent. Yeah, I
you're welcome. Just don't matchmaking. That's
so
what
much.
I do.
That's what you do.
I mean,
it's the wine.
This year, one of our focuses is really trying to tie it to the local community, as we were talking about before. Like, one of the things we really learned from the pen pal with Germany is that when you can connect communities, you know, this place literally in the middle of nowhere in India, all the way across the world. And I'm coming from this small town in Vero Beach. But if we can make that connection,
it's amazing.
You can help people on both sides. And this last week when we were at the Rotary Club, we really found out that actually people here are interested in what's going on. It's just that sometimes the information gets filtered through all the other stuff that we have.
Exactly.
Naturally.
Well, again, it goes to information education. You know, you're only good as information and what you learn and what you understand.
Uh-huh.
And that goes for every level.
Well, being such a global world through technology and such these days, there's much of the various sectors of our entire amazing planet that we don't have access to, and that are off of the grid, and it's important that we highlight them. But there is something that you all do that is local. It's local. You work with kids on a level throughout the Treasure Coast and throughout the state of Florida, where you help them in their higher education access. And I think that that's important to bring up because, yes, we want to help those abroad. And the fact that you're focusing on a school in Kashmir, India, and that we can directly help in this noble cause, that's rewarding. Yet I think that our listeners will find it equally as stimulating that you do something on a local front. And if you would take the time quickly, Alessandro, to talk to us about Brand You.
So for the last 5 years as kind of a side job, I've been helping kids with their college applications. And not just college applications, actually, like internship applications, whatever. And I've kind of done a lot of self-research and pulled a few unifying themes, with the most important being, like, if someone is able to tell their personal story in a compelling way, you can really sell yourself to a lot of different institutions in terms of marketing yourself. So that's the idea behind this business that we just started, Brand You. So it's, again, my colleague Michael and I just started this business. We're helping kids do their college applications, graduate school applications, and everything in between. So that means, like, from the start to the finish. And we actually also have a philanthropic branch of this. So just this past Sunday, we helped a few kids from the high school, underprivileged kids, do their applications for free. Because for me, it's my business is not disconnected from what I do in the nonprofit or what I believe
in. They tie
in.
Together beautifully.
Right.
Oh,
so absolutely. So we tried to make that connection in that sense. And we had a lot of fun this past Sunday helping a few kids from the local high school do their applications that might otherwise not
understand
go to school.
Or how to know how to proceed. That's great.
I think that must be very rewarding. I know that this is all about education access, and high school diplomas only get you so far this day and age, right? Jobs are really pinpointed and targeted for a certain level, whether it's a skilled trade or higher education for a particular niche. It's important that we help them take that next step. There is, in the college and university arena, an incredibly, what do you want to say? It's very challenging, right? There's a lot of competition
so
from one candidate to the next. And in saying so, it's a really useful tool to be able to stand out above the pack and make your story be heard. It doesn't. And one of the inspirational things when you and I had sat down one-on-one was that it doesn't necessarily have everything to do with your grades.
Mm-hmm.
your story and your community involvement can play just as big a role in college entry than what your GPA is per se.
Yeah, and so those grades and the scores are you study hard, but then they're set. But people love a story. People love
very
a good,
true.
Compelling
I'm a sucker
story.
For a good story.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, do you help them also as well to have an understanding of grants or financial? Because obviously a college education in this country is not fully cost effective.
Right. So it's incredibly expensive is what you're trying to say.
Yeah.
And maybe a little
being
bit too
a single
expensive.
Parent, yeah.
Yeah. So we do that. We offer all different types of like packages aimed at specific things. For the underprivileged kids, we're going to give them some information on financial aid as well, because that's a whole nother process, and it's also
it's incredibly
complex.
It's a huge packet of paperwork to fill out.
It's not like people have paper outs anymore, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I know.
No, and I mean, with schools costing $50,000 a year, you need financial aid.
Right, right. You
need
ought to
a
know.
Second job.
Exactly.
I do know.
Yourcollegebrand.com. That's the website where our listeners, and I would think that for those that have juniors and seniors, this is the particular time of year that they probably want to get a jump start on this.
Well, a lot of them will ignore it until December, and then they realize that was a huge mistake. That's what I did when I graduated. But now is definitely the time for seniors to get a head start. You have deadlines already in November 1st, University of Florida.
Oh, yeah?
So.
Oh, wow.
Now is the time to really start preparing. And the earlier you prepare, the better your application is going to be.
So they can look up, they can Google Brand U. Yourcollegebrand.com is the direct site. 766-1573. I have a flyer, guys. I'm not memorizing this, in case you were wondering. I do
She's
have
totally
insider.
Cheating.
I know. You're a total insider.
It sounded like you memorized
Thank
it.
You. Yeah. Thank you. So 766-1573. You know, this show is possible each and every week thanks to our sponsors, our amazing and wonderful sponsors. And there is a whole slew of them dedicated
yeah,
people
that
love us.
Yeah, you've got a lot of sponsors lately, which is awesome.
I know, it's wonderful. Lifestyle Concierge Aviro, as you're planning your fall getaway, you need someone to help coordinate the care of your pets or watch over your home or help run errands while you're gone, bring in your mail, you name it. Lifestyle Concierge Aviro, she can be your secret shopper. She can be your errand doer. She is amazing. And she gives great gifts, P.S. The Hair Studio Aviro, she helps to make you look fantastic. And as we get ready to come into season, you're going to want to make sure that there are no extra sparkles unless you want them there. White Glove Moving and Pack Mail Beachside. I tell you, if you're looking for reliable, trustworthy movers, someone to help with the big and heavy stuff or do a full service move, nobody does it better than White Glove and Pack Mail Beachside. We can start taking those heirlooms and those various gifts and get ready to start shipping them for you now.
Christmas is coming.
It's close.
Get that stuff in the mail.
It's like less than 100 days away, just saying. 71? Faye is counting.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
It's 71?
Wow. Check out the new menu at Blue Star.
That's seriously crazy. The new menu. Oh, my God, yeah. You know,
what's your favorite thing on the menu right now? We have 10 seconds.
Okay, I love the lamb shank, but the pork tenderloin's killing me.
Really?
Yeah, I did roasted root vegetables, and you get a little baked apple with it, and it comes with a apple Dijon mustard sauce whole grain.
Sounds sensational. There you go.
Very
See,
fall.
Alessandra was even chiming in there.
Fall-oriented.
Foxy Nails, Florals by Faye, and of
Keep
course,
your
Sandridge.
Nails sparkling like Anna's.
Woo woo. That's what I do best. Fall ready. Listen, don't go anywhere. There's more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back. You're listening
Continue
to the Vero
fun.
Insiders.
Moving is so overwhelming.
It can be, but not with White Glove Moving and Storage. With us, you play, we move. Whether you're moving across the street or across the country, White Glove is the team to count on, offering full-service moving solutions, from boxes to packing, even rehanging of the pictures in the new place, or just help with the big and heavy stuff. So as you prepare for that upcoming move, be sure to call White Glove at 866-GLOVE-10. White Glove, we put the love back in moving.
Do your kids love to jump, flip, swim, and soar? Then Christie's Fitness is the place to be this summer. Coming this July to Christie's is the new all-around camp. Junior superheroes will develop skills in swim, gymnastics, and arts and crafts. All-around camp at Christie's is for children 5 to 13 and runs Monday through Friday from 9 to 3:30 with trips to Skate Factory, swimming, and a weekly pizza party. Visit christiesfitness.com or call 772-563-0905. Don't forget to ask about preschool swim school and summer dance camps.
Hi, everyone. It's Kitty from the Blue Star. Hey, have you checked out our new location downtown on 14th Avenue across from the Community Center and Pocahontas Park? You need to. We now have a full kitchen serving our famous chicken pot pie, along with some new favorites like Creole shrimp and grits, seared diver sea scallops, hand-cut Angus ribeyes, and some of the most creative burgers in town. And as always, we have great live music. Join us for our Tuesday night blues jam or perhaps a Thursday jazz series. I'll see you soon at the Blue Star. We're open Tuesday through Saturday from 5 p.m.
I did the World
Cup.
We're talking Germany adventures.
That's very
cool. Right. Have you ever wondered what happens behind the scenes on the Vero Insiders?
Yeah.
We speak
you get a little
languages.
Wine in you, and now you speak different languages. You start talking like you're going to Germany. Oh, but some of the people in the studio really are. Just saying.
Or happen.
Thanks for tuning in. We're in the home stretch here on the Vero Insiders. I'm your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery, with my sidekicks.
Go, Faye.
Jeez.
Faye and I both look at each other like, I don't know. 3, 2, 1.
What, Faye Dominich?
And Kitty Wagner.
Well,
Blue Star.
All my award winners. Latin
Sorry,
Business of the Year.
Drinking.
Entrepreneur of the
Year.
I'm telling
you.
Kitty,
I thought
we discussed it was 2 bottles for 1 hour production.
You know what?
Did you forget?
I kind of did, and I feel really bad because
I know we could have pounded through two bottles in 8 minutes, right?
I feel like we're going to have to revamp this handshake contract. I thought we already went over this.
Sorry.
I won't mess up again. You'll be forgiven. Because everyone's going to come in and enjoy delicious food and drink at Blue Star and just ask for a heavy pour because they had to deal with this
exactly.
as a listener.
It's horrendous. Okay, and just off the top of my head, Thursday, which is tomorrow night.
Yeah.
Don't forget, I've got the Brazilian
Incredible.
Jazz duo.
Oh. This is like a big deal.
Yeah, it's a husband and wife team from Brazil. They have a show in Miami. And then they're headed up to Jacksonville, Atlanta, and New York. And I convince them to come and do a night at Blue Star. So that's tomorrow night, Thursday. I think it's 7 to 10. And they're just incredible.
Wow.
Yeah, Monique Da Silva is just fantastic.
We'll see Faye there.
Da Silva is a popular name, but I have to
sure.
Say. It's like Smith.
Brazilian jazz at the Blue Star. Mm-hmm. We're just bringing you a little culture.
Culture and dinner.
That's what we're doing.
Culture and dinner. It's going to be delicious.
Exactly.
Faye, before you came over here, you were doing a little bridal consultation.
Yes.
That's pretty exciting. How far in advance should someone reach out to you if they're planning a big, elaborate wedding?
The irony is that, I mean, it should be the more time you give me, the better.
Sure.
My first bride today was very well planned. Her wedding sent to 2017.
Oh. Holy crap.
Yeah, that was some good planning.
We already have her venue. We have a photographer. That's what we met with today.
That's too much time.
Let's hope it works out.
Well, my other bride's wedding is in 2.5 weeks.
Perfect.
And we just met a week ago. So
that one extreme to the next.
Exactly.
There you go.
I mean, obviously, the more time, the better. And my advice to everybody is right now, and I even posted this, is, you know, event season's right around the corner. If you want your special place, if you want your dates, you know, start calling me, whoever you want to do it now. Because we're getting booked. I mean, most places that are popular that everybody wants to do a wedding at is booked already through August of next year.
Oh, really?
Yes, really.
Ooh, save the date, folks.
I'm telling you. So, I mean, depending on what you want to do, and quite frankly, the earlier you book prior to season hitting, you may get a consideration in pricing. Or if you're calling somebody in the middle of season.
And you're desperate, they give you desperate pricing.
Exactly.
Just saying.
It's not as cost effective as if you would have called a few weeks earlier.
There you have it, folks, from my expert Latin negotiators. It's amazing.
Yes.
I'll give you this if you give me this. It's very fair.
Exactly. No te quiero pagar 10.
She wants to record her commercials in Spanish, folks, just to throw us all off.
Too bad you can't see the subtitles.
I know, right? That would be ideal. So if you do have a big event coming up and you're looking for a little guidance, you'd like a professional assistant to help you with that, visit Florals by Faye, Event Firm International. You can find them if you go to theveroinsiders.com. In fact, you can find all of our sponsors
there. Exactly.
Very easy to find. And it's really wonderful, very easy. One of the things I want to bring up is at Pacmel Beachside right now, we are a American Cancer Society CAN host. That means when you come in and you ship a package with us, if you have any spare change, you'd like to drop it in there. October 17th is the big Making Strides event that is now going to be hosted in Vero this year. Usually it's in Riverview Park in Sebastian. This year it will be at Riverside Park right here in Vero.
Very nice.
And so we got just a couple weeks to accumulate a whole lot of change. Physical change that you drop into the can. And we are your, you know, shipping experts.
Can I bring you a couple pounds?
I would love a couple pounds.
Maybe like 10.
I would love it. Bring them in pennies. I'm good with it. Whatever it is, though, we appreciate any contribution that can be given.
Never hurts to give.
It doesn't. And
it's true.
It's also the last week and a half of September, Spoontember. The Treasure Coast Food Bank is the nonprofit of choice for white glove moving, storage, and delivery. As movers for Move for Hunger, we are proud to be a part of this cause. I know that last week alone, we picked up over 500 pounds of food from local businesses and those that were getting ready for a big move, mostly senior moves. They're getting ready to go into an active retirement community. They're going to have the chef do all the cooking for them. They're not going to.
That's the plan.
Right? Start drinking spritzers
no
at
dishes.
Four. They're like, no, you can take all my boxes.
Girls. Watch, that's going to be us.
I love me some Golden Girls. Last week on CBS Sunday Morning, they did a whole big excerpt on them.
Oh,
I'm
really?
Like, I am such a Golden Girls junkie. It's ridiculous. Just saying. South Florida
we won't
in the
say
house.
Which one you are, though.
I know you think I'm Blanche, but I am not. I'm more like a rose. Just
I don't
saying.
Know what you guys are talking about at all.
Alessandro, you don't know
you're
about
young.
The Golden Girls?
Oh,
you're
going
to have to ask your mom.
You need alcohol for that. You watch it.
Now, listen, you guys really go and you travel to these places that you're trying to help. I know that in just a couple of weeks, you'll be venturing back off to India one-on-one with the school. And you'll be able to put together a whole bunch of clips of video, mm-hmm. maybe fuse something so that us as a community, we can see that,
can
have a little bit
website.
More visual aid.
Uh-huh.
There's something about that really helps make a call to action.
Yeah, yeah. First of all, I love photography just because my mom, she always used to make me take pictures when I was younger. But
I love
taking pictures of the kids in the school and stuff. And we have a lot of clips, so we're definitely going to try to put together a video.
Well, if we plan things right, we can get you in for the Wine and Film Festival.
Ideally, yeah.
Yeah, wouldn't that be nice?
Sooner. Yep. Yeah, absolutely.
That was my plan.
And this girl pro,
on my one-on-one, just saying.
Yeah.
Just saying. You know, what I'm really excited about is that for those of you who are in business and you think that the services you provide would benefit the realtors, the Realtor Association, I am currently the affiliate chair. That's right, your host, Anna Valencia Tillery, is the affiliate chair. And October 23rd is going to be the 2 to 5 p.m. trade show for the Realtors. If you're not a member of the association, you can still get a table. You can contact the Realtors Association or check out the White Glove Moving Facebook page for all that contact information. But all the proceeds for the event goes to Suncoast Mental Health.
Yes, they have an upcoming event. Great cause. You know, there's a stigma with mental health that people just don't understand how debilitating it can really be. They do an amazing job to help the community and people outside of the community. Please, please, definitely give to this event, give to support them. You just never know.
It's so
exactly.
True.
It's a great organization.
It's so true. If I can take this moment just to touch on something, I know at my table the other day at the Chamber breakfast, I sat with one of the gentlemen who was the actor in Run for Your Wife.
Really?
Yes.
Cool.
Doy. He was the lead character.
Yeah, Doy
Dubzik.
Yeah.
Yes. He was the husband with two wives. But he's also a vet, and he serves as the head of the Veterans Council for the program creation. And at White Glove Moving, we're going to be teaming up with him to hire a couple of vets to join our team as professional movers and possibly even in the sector of sales. But one of the things that I found to be really touching is that my brother himself has done two tours. And emotionally is not the same young man as the one that I helped raise. And he often sees a counselor and a therapist and has addressed the issues of mental health and mental awareness. And it's a profound impact for those soldiers and those proud vets that have served our country.
Definitely so.
To be able to get some sort of guidance and to be able to have these, granted, if they're still active in the military provides this. But when you get out, where do you go? And places like Suncoast Mental Health make a big difference. And so it's something that...
It's definitely a key. And it's a pride and it's, you know, an issue. Especially being Hispanic, I can say this, you know, the Hispanic community does not address mental illness the way that it should be addressed. It's basically, you know, the advice is usually, you know, just get over it. You know, you eat something and it'll go away. And it's very true. And, you know, it's key. It affects everything in your body. So
it
sure does.
I think
does.
We have to break those stigmas.
I agree.
We sure do, Alessandra.
Absolutely.
Alessandra and Michael, thank you both for joining this program.
Definitely.
Visit theveroinsider.com so you can live link to their website. Find
thank
out
you for
more
bringing up
about
the cuteness
access.
Level.
I know. Education access. It's educaccess.org. Thank you for joining us.
It's been fantastic. Thanks.
Theveroinsiders.com. Until next Wine Wednesday. Cheers.
Cheers. Cheers, everybody. Enjoy your week.